today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
New wavy type keyboards on there.
Hey Jim and Patrick, intern Sam, fellow listeners, this is Niklas calling in from Sweden. I've made it back from Ipswich, UK, and I am calling in about March new music. I only have one contribution this month, and it's one of my favorite artists, and she's French, and it's very hard to pronounce the band name. It's the pronunciation conundrum, as I refer it to. I did a search on Google AI just to have something to share with you about what's Requin Chagrin. Apologies for the pronunciation. So I got this message, contextual meanings. Requin Chagrin is a French indie pop project known for dreamy, surf rock influenced melodies. Yeah, that is accurate. Literal poetic translation. Now, requin means shark, and chagrin means grief, sorrow, or heartache, creating a poetic emotional image. Yeah. Parisian bar, la requin chagrin. Is a popular cozy student bar on Rue Mouffetard, known for its cozy atmosphere, located on the left bank in Paris. All right. And finally, cultural reference. In some contexts, it can be interpreted as a narked shark, or in specific slang, a slang reference to an old prostitute. All right. I'd rather go with the first ones. So, she released an album at the end of March, the 27th, to be more specific. And her is Marion Brunetteau. She plays all the instruments. And if you have a look at the video for the song For You, which is a bit misleading because she sings in French. But the song is called For You, and it's the latest single from the album. And if you want to check out the entire album, which I highly recommend, the name is Décollage. Décollage. See after me. Décollage. Okay. And the song I would like you to play, obviously, is For You. That's all for me. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next month. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with March music picks. I got two albums that are very different, but ones that I both enjoyed in the month of March. The first is by Courtney Barnett called Creature of Habit, her return after a few years. Courtney Barnett was, of course, very widely acclaimed when she came out in the early to mid 2010s with Sometimes I Just Sit and Think, Sometimes I Just Sit. And then I feel like she's been a little bit slept on since the pandemic or so, last few albums, not quite as talked about as much, but I've enjoyed them all the same. And I feel like this new one is a little bit more upbeat than the last couple, so really good. I really enjoyed this one. The song I like off of that one is off of this one's called Same. Has some nice new wavy type keyboards on there. So that's my pick from this Courtney Barnett album. The other pick I had is from the long-running Bay Area sludge metal band called Neurosis. The album is called An Undying Love for a Burning World. Neurosis, this is kind of a surprise album from them. They've been inactive for like 10 years now. Their lead singer left with some controversy around 2019 or so, and this is kind of a surprise release. They have pulled in Aaron Turner as their lead singer, who is lead singer of Isis and other bands, longtime figure in the metal scene. So yeah, Neurosis, this album just really hits hard. It's quite dense. It's like, it's only eight songs, but it's like double album length. You know, average length songs are like seven, 8 minutes plus. That the album closes are like 17 minutes long, so it's definitely a requires more closer listening, but is really heavy hitting, and then as usual has their sort of different moods and tones throughout each song. It's a real journey. So from this one, I like First Red Rays. So again, that's from Neurosis' new album, An Undying Love for a Burning World. So those are my picks for March. Hope you enjoy. Take care.
Recoin Chagrin.